Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. Just pick your flavor, starting with The Psalmist Voice Reloaded every Sunday at 2 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. The Psalmist Voice Presents, which is a showcase for all artists, business, and entrepreneurs by appointment only. The Caribbean Pepper Pot is back every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. The Love Potion every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Also, we have our new show every Monday at 12 noon. It's The Grub and the return of The Williams Review every Monday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 1 p.m. Also, Men Let's Talk to be announced. TPV Radio is also broadcasting on KBRG, The Bridge. Just download 365 Live, search KBRG, The Bridge, and you're in there. Walk with us. Let's go. At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
For the positive and negative effect of our culture on the life of the believer. We will be covering music, scripture, jokes, quotes, and we'll also be doing the occasional interview. So sit back and listen to our reviews. Our guiding scripture is Ephesians 5, 15, and 17. And we greatly appreciate you sitting with us tonight. And just thank God for blessing us each and every day. And for those of you who don't know what Ephesians 5, 15 through 17 says, it reads, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and doing of his word. And I'm Cyron Williams, and I am the blessed co-host to my beautiful wife, Jashika, a.k.a. Hazel Williams. How you doing tonight, baby?
Blessed evening, family. Blessed evening, family. I hope we all are well this evening.
Yes, yes. So we finally got a reprieve from the heat today, but it rained, y'all. It rained. And, yeah, it's been an all right day. It's been an all right day. Gave us a nice cool down. We'll take the 72 over the 80s all day.
Okay.
We in Michigan. We're not supposed to be melting around here. We don't want the snow yet, but my goodness. Now, of course, we always hope to accomplish truth in our broadcast. Yes, we want to have fun. We want to just enjoy life and look at it. But we also are going to touch some subjects that might make you feel some kind of way. Now, remember, all we're doing is reviewing what's said and what is. It's not our personal opinions, but the actual and factual truth on many things. I mean, when we look at some jokes, I mean, those things come down to opinions because, hey, let's face it, there ain't no jokes in the Bible. I mean, I never saw any. You ever saw any, baby?
No, I haven't.
I don't think I have, and I'm not sure if anyone else has. If you have, please let us know.
Please feel free.
Yes.
No, please.
I would love to read a joke in the Bible. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But the first thing that we're going to do here is we're going to say a prayer for the broadcast and ask for God's guidance in this and open hearts and minds and spirits that are willing.
Amen. I'm in agreement with that.
All right.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Well, gracious Father in heaven, we thank you, Father, for blessing us with life this day. Father, you have brought us to this evening hour where we can come together and share with one another. Lord, I ask that you would guide my wife and I as we seek to reveal truths, Father, and dismiss and debunk things that are not true as concerning you. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would abide, that you would order our steps, Father, and touch us at this time. We thank you, Father, for the Psalmist Voice Network that we're able to come and share. We thank you, Father, for the bridge as we, Father, are having the opportunity to work and minister with them as well. Bless and keep us, this we pray, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. And if y'all don't know what the bridge is KIVG, out of California, out of the desert, and into the world, as it's so eloquently put by our brother Bishop Horn. Now, we're going to look at some quotes, y'all. Some quotes. Now, some folks say the Lord said it. Some folks say, yes, didn't the Bible say? The Bible said, and the Bible ain't said nothing. They have nothing to do with a lot of what folks say. And so, it's just jump right in it. And so I'm going to be quiet with my mouthpiece and let my beautiful wife speak.
All right, family. Well, this evening we have our quote, not in the Bible. My first one is, God won't give you more than you can bear.
God won't give you more than you can bear. Yes.
What?
Oh. We gonna see now. Let's take a look, see what scriptures say about that. Is it in the Bible? That ain't in the Bible.
What?
But we gonna find out what it say. Cause it ain't in the Bible.
That's
here we go. What's the first one we looking at there?
1 Peter 5:7.
So we going to 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Now, when I read this, remember, it's not what I said. It's what the Bible says. So, 1 Peter 5:7. Right?
Yes.
All right. And it says, and casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Now, last time I checked, when you cast something to somebody else, it's no longer yours, but theirs, folks.
Yeah.
Theirs. And so, there's one instance of God won't give you more than you can bear, because when it becomes more than you can bear, you're supposed to give it to him.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
Right. So if you hold on to it, it ain't God's fault. It's yours. And we got a couple of more supporting scriptures for that. And so let's get on to the next one. What's the next one?
Psalms 55:22.
If you put them fives and twos together, you get seven. Seven, hey, number of completion. Not 77, but the number seven. But here we go. And we got 55:22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Wow. Again, more than you can bear? No. It ain't yours to bear anyway. When life struggles get too much for you, you are not to hold on to them thinking that God will not give you more than you can bear.
Right.
You give it to him, then it's no longer yours to bear. I high five on the table. Hey, we didn't practice that, y'all. That was the spirit. Okay, and we got one more. We got one more.
Matthew 11:29.
And, well, actually, we're going to read 28 through 30. I'm going to read 28 through 30. And this is what it says. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
So put your burden down. Burden down, Lord, burden down. You ought to heard that in church. And heard in church now. Grandma said,
bruh.
Yeah. And so give God that which is more than you can bear and pick him up.
Uh-huh.
Read the word.
Uh-huh.
Get to know Jesus Christ and find that carrying him. Now that's light, y'all. Now that's light. And so, we got one more to debunk here. What we got, baby? What we got?
Okay. My next one is, in the last days, you will not be able to know the season from the next.
All right. Won't be able to know the season from the next. I'm talking about Texas weather, where it's bipolar. It was winter this morning. Now it's summer in the evening. Good Lord, what's going on around here in Texas?
Matthew 24, 32-33.
Hey, y'all know me. Y'all know I love being in the red, y'all. Love being in the red.
Yes, Lord.
All right. All right. So we have Matthew 24, 32-33. And it reads, Matthew 24:32-33. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Even at the doors. Yes. You see, we got these weathermen who say they know some things, right? They know some things. Well, if the Lord decides to do something else, they can't understand why all of a sudden the weather is what it is. And hey, We got to do what we know to do, and that's to turn to the Bible.
Yeah, turn to the Word and read it for yourself. You know, I would definitely have to say that, you know, people need to stop using their words and putting their words and open up their Bible and say what it really says in the Bible and stop putting it in their words.
Yes. Yes. You see? And that's a really interesting thing there. When you look at it and wonder why things are like they are. You know, one season from the next. But then it's also can also apply to knowing what season you're in your life.
Yeah.
What season are you in your life?
Yeah.
Are you in a season of growth? I mean, we all should be growing, but what are you doing with yourself? Where are you at in your prayer life? Mm-hmm. Where are you at in your understanding life? If all you know how to do is look outside at the leaves to see if there's green leaves on a tree to know it's summer or spring, then, hey, there's some help that needs to be had. Absolutely. Now, see... Here we go. Well, I'm going to look at Luke 21:10-19 now. And this is where it's going to get interesting. It says, starting in verse 10, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. A great earthquake shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair on your head perish, and your patience possesses ye your soul. Now, that right there tells us, understanding one season from the next, as we look at things, we see we have gone from a season of the multitude seeking Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, to seeking self, seeking personal gains, even At the dismay of using Christ and false sayings to perpetuate that which goes against the very nature of our Lord and Savior, of the gospel, of the apostles, and of the Holy Spirit.
You better preach now.
I'm just saying now. Now we're reviewing this, and it's a good review. It's a good review.
It is indeed. It is. I'm watching this.
Yeah, and now we're moving on to the next review. Now, folks, it's going to get a little touchy.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get mad at us. We ain't do it, bruh.
Okay, so we're going over to the scripture misuse.
Scripture misuse.
So we are at scripture misuse, and that is hate the sin, love the sinner.
Now that quote right there, it's something about that quote, right, that allows people to stay right where they're at.
Yeah.
Hate the sin, love the sinner.
Yeah.
Folks throw that out like rice at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They use that for justification for their reasons. And we get ready to go into what that says. And then we also going to give you the scripture that backs this up, right? And here's a little article. It says, so here we are, a cultural crisis, a church crisis, a family crisis, marriage equality gains support, church is empty, and churchgoers wonder where it will all end. There is much truth to find and personal experience to move our hearts, but the traditional church seems to ignore that. So, where does the non-affirming church go for guidance? Where do Christians get their bywords? Is hate the sin, love the sinner a meaning? Is it hate? Is it love? Where did that phrase come from? The Bible? Nope. Jesus? Nope. But many Christians sure do spot it like it's a God-inspired scripture, especially concerning the LGBTQ issue, usually to justify judgment, condemnation, and rejection of gays in Jesus' name. So, did Jesus say that? No, he didn't.
No.
Did the Bible say, hate the sin, love the sinner?
No.
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 So, who said it? Gandhi. Yes. Gandhi said it. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little touch.
Yep.
We did. Yep. I know we get some home. We did.
But hey.
But you know what? This is truth.
It is true.
This is truth. We ain't doing nothing but getting truth.
Yes. And here's the thing, right? Gandhi, who morphed it from Augustine's message with love for mankind and hatred for sin, instead of giving Jesus as the way to fix your life, it's better to overlook the sin with love. And many Christians grab hold of it because it allows them to hold on to their loved one who is sinning, to overlook the sins of community by hating the sin and loving the sinner. Not because Christians agree with Gandhi on anything at all, but because he conveniently said, hate the sin, not the sinner. Now, I'm going to give you some scripture. Tell you what scripture say about such things. Now, Jesus does not support hate the sin, love the sinner. In fact, it flies in the face of everything Jesus says. Jesus says love a sinner. Now, what does that mean? He didn't say accept what they do and overlook it and just let them be to help them. And we got to turn to Romans 6. That's right.
6:23.
I said Romans. Romans 6:23, and I'm not talking about gladiators. Yeah. And so, it says here, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, I added and Savior. It just says, and Jesus Christ our Lord, but he's also our Savior. And when you look at that, for the wages of sin is death. When you hate the sin and love the sinner, are you loving them to death?
Right.
Huh.
Right.
Is that where that phrase come from? I love you to death.
What?
I want you to love me to life.
Yeah.
Please, love me to life. And so I'm also going to turn to Jude 1:22-23. All right. Jude. Yes. And it's a little short book. Jude 21:22. And it reads as such. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some have compassion, making a difference now, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now, you understood that, right? I'm going to read 22 and 23 again. And some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Meaning, look here, if you don't change your life, the condemnation of sin and the wages of sin are death. And I love you enough to share that with you.
Uh-huh.
And then you must give practical things that can be supported biblically to help them through what they're facing. If all you do is tell them there's something wrong without prayers or supplication, asking God to help you minister to them in love that they may change their ways, all you've done is put yourself in a position to be condemned and judged by the Lord. And that's all we're going to say about that right now, because it's time to do a little moving on. It's time to do a little moving on. We're going to enter into our joke segment really quick, and then we're going to have a song. Now, y'all know how I like to laugh. I like to laugh, y'all. Laughter is a healing thing unto the mind, unto the body. And so we're going to look at a couple jokes here to see if they're in taste good enough for followers of Christ to repeat to others. And here's that joke. Jose wasn't the best pupil at Sunday school. She often fell asleep. And one day, while she was sleeping, the teacher asked her a question. Who is the creator of the universe? Joe was sitting next to Jose and decided to poke her with a pen to wake her up. Jose jumped and yelled, "God Almighty!" The teacher congratulated her. A little later, the teacher asked her another question. "Tell me, who is our Lord and Savior?" Joe poked Jose again, and she yelled out, "Jesus Christ!" The teacher congratulated her again. Later on, the teacher asked, "What did Eve say to Adam after their 26th child?" Joe poked Jose again, and she shouted, "You stick me with that thing in me again, I'll snap it off." What? Now, I don't know why somebody thought that that would be appropriate to say, but wait a minute now. That's not in good taste. That wasn't in good taste. Yeah, it wasn't in good taste. No, not at all. No. And so, we got to leave that there. Now, this is supposed to be jokes that we as believers can say that won't make us look questionable. That one right there not only makes you look questionable, it makes you look like you need to go repent somewhere.
Mm, okay. Well, like I said, we're going to leave that nastiness right where it's at.
Right. Okay, so we're going to try the next one now. And it says, there was a preacher who fell in the ocean and he couldn't swim. When a boat came by, the captain yelled, "Do you need help, sir?" The preacher calmly said, "No, God will save me." A little later, another boat came by, and a fisherman asked, "Hey, do you need help?" The preacher replied again, "No, God will save me." Eventually, the preacher drowned and went to heaven. The preacher asked God, "Why didn't you save me?" God replied, "Fool, I sent you two boats."
Yep. See?
Okay, that's better. That's better, you know. That's better. I mean, it's according to who you tell the joke to.
Yeah.
Well, it will either be one to say, "All right," or it might be a side splitter for some folks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hey, we'll give that one a thumbs up. We'll give that one a thumbs up. That's one that you can repeat. I mean, I don't know if God, he might call you a fool.
I don't know
what he's saying that instance, but he did say, "Hey, I sent you two boats."
Yep.
And so, that right there concludes this segment of our show. We got some music coming to you, and afterwards, we're going to look at a song and see if it's serving God or not. We'll be back in a minute.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
Nah. All right, all right. That was Francesca Battistelli, Holy Spirit. Nah. Yeah, Saturday, we listened to Free to Be Me. And we found out that, hey, it was a feel-good song, but not necessarily one that could be used as a worship song, letting you know that you are glorifying God. Well, it is safe to say that this particular song, Holy Spirit, indeed is. There's only one Holy Spirit, and that's the Spirit of God. And she lets it be known throughout the song who she's talking about. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, how wonderful it would be if many of us uttered that within our homes, uttered that within the workplace, and made sure it was felt in the place of prayer and worship to our Heavenly Father, that His love would come and flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And I've got to say, when she says, there's nothing worth more that could ever come close, nothing can compare. You're our living hope, your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone in your presence, Lord. Now, here's what I can say. Now, when I get in front of the Lord and I look at my life, my sins, and who I am, my shame is revealed.
Absolutely.
However, His love, His mercy and grace abound. It takes that shame and turns it around. And here's something that will indeed back up this song with scripture. I mean, because I like to show folks where the music they're listening to can be seen and lined up with the Word of God. And I go to John 16, and it reads as this. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Now, that is the taste of the sweetest of love.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, now.
Did you feel it coming flood in this place?
Yeah.
You're feeling the atmosphere.
All right.
The atmosphere. Yeah. Absolutely.
I have their encouragement quote of the day, family.
Encouraging quotes.
And it reads, God urges us to be still. In the stillness, we can know our Creator. When we stop to consider the clouds or the stars, we've moved to meditate on His majesty. Amen.
Amen. Y'all, this is, you know, it's a beautiful thing to be here with my wife, listening to the Lord speak through her. You know, it's been said many times that a man's first ministry is his family. Well, a man's first gift is his wife. And I have the privilege of that gift daily. That's why today is the present. Why? Because at this present moment, I'm with my gift of a wife. Yes. Yes. You know, when we sit back and we look at a lot of things that people do and people say, and one of the things that I heard say, now this is for, you know, a scripture misuse, where folks say stuff that don't have nothing to do with what God said and actually goes against what people say. Now, we all know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so many people have come and said, Jesus Christ came to just bring peace to the world. He came to just bring peace. He came to just bring peace to the world. No, he came to bring peace to his followers. Of the world, that's something else. And so, scripture misuse abundantly. I'm getting ready to point something out. What Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10, 34 through 35. Hey, let's just look at it.
10, 34, and 35.
Yeah, 10, 34, and 35. But I'll go ahead. I'm just going to read the whole thing. Let's just put it all in the context. I'm going to throw it all out there, lay it all out there.
We got time real quick.
And say, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set man at variance against his father and the daughter, against his mother and the daughter-in-law, against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Now, here's the thing. God, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has shown us he loves family. He created family. But he also understands that many people will choose their family over him. Many people will look at the things that God has said and decide it's too much and won't follow through with it. Many people believe that once they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, all their days will now be peaceful.
No.
Their home will be transformed like Optimus Prime into something they ain't never seen before.
Yeah.
Well, it just ain't true.
What? That's buffoonery.
B-U-F-F-O-N-E-R-Y. Yes. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is a peace that will come over you,
yes,
knowing that you will have eternal life through him and our Father. But when we as believers look at the condition of the world, look at the condition of many of our family members who continue to reside in sin, who continue to misquote the Bible, who continue to use feel-good quotes in place of Scripture, and overlooking things, I tell you what, there ain't no peace in that. We can't see peace in that. But if we turn to the Holy Spirit, who is indeed the Spirit of truth and will bring God's holy word to life from Genesis to Revelations, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and as I run my mouth, we are in the Now Testament. It's important that we understand what God is doing in our lives. Now, we'd like to open up a line, if possible, to see if there's anything any listeners have to say or make any comments.
Any questions?
Or if there's anything they'd like for us to look at to see if it's right or not.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Last four digits is 7420. 7420, you are on the line with the Williams Review with Minister Cyron Williams and Lady Williams. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome. Are you there, listener?
Good evening, good evening. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. Blessings to you, brother. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. I had just got on and not long ago, I was listening to your awesome show. You brought up some great points, but I did want to add something. You guys are hit on some points that the Lord had shared and put on my heart earlier today, and it was in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I want to find it here.
2 Corinthians chapter 11. Okay, okay. I'm at that address.
And I didn't know why, but the Lord had put on my heart this morning, read 2 Corinthians. And I'm like, well, Lord, you know, I don't know what this is about. So I read it. And when I got to chapter 11, and this really stood out to me, Minister Williams. For he cometh preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, it, ye might well bear with him. And that just really rung something in my spirit this morning, how I was talking to another brother, and that's what we hear today. We got churches preaching another Jesus, and it's acceptable.
Yes.
They're not preaching the whole word of God. They're coming with another brand of Jesus. They're not coming with the good news, the gospel.
Uh-huh.
They're coming with a brand of Jesus that we're not supposed to accept. And then I'll tell you what else really is made up. I'm going to tell you what else really stuck with me is we go down to verse 14 in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. See, that's
yes,
Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name? Lord, Lord, have I not cast out demons in your name? Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. That's why it's got, you know, we have to be careful. We have to be ever so careful to know that those that labor among us, you know, try the spirit by the spirit. And you guys touched on that earlier in the show, and I'd like to hear your take on those two scriptures that I just read.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, right? Because here's the thing. Preaching another Jesus. All Jesus Christ loves everybody. He says he loves everybody. Jesus Christ should have said that.
Bruh.
Matter of fact, when you look through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the words love are scarcely uttered out of his mouth. I do believe he said Lazarus he loved. But he used words like compassion. Nowhere will you find Jesus Christ saying, I love everybody.
Yeah,
that's that new Christ.
Yeah.
That Jesus Christ says, hate the sin and love the sinner. Jesus Christ never said that. That's that new Christ. Those are the people who say that, they are turning into ministers of light. For those who want to remain in their sin and don't want to have to deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow Jesus. They don't want to have to follow after the teachings of the apostles. They don't want to have to hold on to the law summed up into these two things. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy spirit. And love thy neighbor as thyself. These two things the laws of the prophets hang on. They don't want that. No. They want to exercise lifestyles that are contrary to Scripture, and they want God to accept it. And so what does Satan do? Satan gives his people just enough Scripture understanding to be able to spread this false teaching. False. And it is good on you, brother, to have not only received from the Lord that passage and that understanding, but to share it right now on the Williams Review.
Yes.
Because this is what the Williams Review is about. We're about looking at the things that are misused and turn them into things that are of Christ that should be used. Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to add, brother?
No, that was it. I'm enjoying the show. I'm gonna go back on mute and then let some other callers get an opportunity and listen to the show. God bless you guys and keep
God
it up.
God bless you as well, brother.
God bless
Thank
you as well. Yeah. All right. That was my blessing there, brother Don. And he has a wonderful ministry called the Men of Purpose. And I get up every morning with the blessing of being able to be loved and shared through, right? And so what we're going to do is not everybody is as brave as you, Brother Don, to want to come on. And so I'm going to look at what you shared. I want to share some of what you gave. And, brother, it was a beautiful thing this morning. And it says, this is from Brother Don. Good morning, men of purpose. Our morning scripture is Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And Brother Don's food for thought is this. In my yard, I have pine trees. Some are over 30 feet tall. I'm not writing about these trees because I'm fond of them. If you've ever been around them, you know why. But the Lord showed me something awesome. This tree is 30 foot tall in my yard as a result of one person's planting. I never met the guy that planted it. I'm not even sure if he rides by now and again to check on it. But I do see the fruit of his labor standing in my yard every time I go outside. The word of God is just like that pine cone that guy planted. It's seed, and we are to spread seed. As we spread the word of God, know it has the power to take root and grow. Because you never know how God will use you. So just keep sowing seed for the kingdom of heaven. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Now, see, we're going to have to find some way to get a segment where you come on, Brother Don, and share your quotes and the things that God gave you in food for thought and scripture. Because with those things, there's a lot of things that are being misused that can be overturned with truth. And see, one of the things I got out of that when I read that, brother, was the person who planted that seed, you never met them. You don't even know them. How many seeds were planted into someone else that we benefit from? The brother in Christ who came and shared a word with you that will encourage you through the rest of the week. That word that God gave someone that ended up in a song that was saying to you, that comforted you in that moment you needed it most. Those pine trees provide shade, and though they have the things why we understand why you're not talking about them trees, but the blessing of them is still there, and we appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to say, sweetheart?
No other than I have enjoyed our evening, and it has been one of the blessed ones. And I just look forward to our next one, most definitely.
Yes, yes. And, of course, our next show.
And I hope that we get more callers, you know, get more brave people to call in and speak up.
Yes, yes, yes. And in the meantime, for this week, we have some wonderful things in store for you. We do have the TPV Reloaded. And on TPV Present, you will find the Caribbean Pepper Pot, the Love Potion, the Grub, which aired today, Wonderful John Ladies, the Williams Review, and Men's Let's Talk. So the TPV Network has wonderful, wonderful programming in store for you throughout the week. And for those early birds, hey, you can catch me and Minister Christopher Newton on AM Coffee Talk through the bridge, KRBT, with Bishop Horn. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can catch Mail Call with Evangelist Kirk. And be on the lookout as well for Pastors on the Couch. The Lord is working in his men and his women, and we should be working for the Lord.
Amen.
This has been the Williams Review. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again Saturday, 2 p.m. Michigan time, 1 p.m. Central time, and 11 Pacific. God bless you, and my wife will close us in a quick prayer.
Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Father God, we thank you for this day that we had today, Lord. We thank you for being able to be on the show tonight and share. And, Lord, I just thank you for Brother Don coming on and sharing what he had. Lord, I just thank you for Brother Chris and his wife, Sister Shawnee. And, Lord, I just ask that you would bless us tonight as we all go our separate ways, as we all get ready to, some of us get ready to go to work, some of us get ready to lay down for the night, and some of us are just now getting off of work. So, Lord, I just ask that you would bless us throughout our night, cover us with your blood, and may we wake refreshed. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
And amen. Thank you. God bless you. Bye for now. This has been the Williams Review.
You're locked in.